Thank you for holding. Is this Richard?
Yes.
Hey, sorry about the wait there. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Happy Wednesday to you.
You too.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google aside from just the cost?
No, don't have any questions. I mean, I know how it works.
Yeah, right. You just type in excavation or land clearing, and Google will give you three top recommended guys for your area. We want to make sure you're one of those guys. We have one spot open currently, so you're on a list of qualified candidates that we're going down. We're just looking for one of you. You know, once we fill the position, we're closing out the category. We can't work with anybody else that provides the same services. Okay. So you familiar with Valley Land Clearing? You heard of those guys?
Valley?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't heard of them.
Hmm. Really?
Where do you have me at?
Zavala?
What area? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Zavala and
Savannah. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few people around here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. They're like the closest one to you, but let me see.
I mean, I might have. I've seen them or something, you know.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I mean, at the end of the day, they're the competition, right? We should be trying to beat those guys out. Yeah. No, that's the right mindset, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you want to beat them. But yeah, it's Valley Land Clearing, Lopez Land Clearing, and Texas Land Clearing are the guys that are up there for the land clearing side of it.
Right.
Okay. So with this listing, though, R&R would be there. You'll have your own site. Do you have a website already?
I do not.
Okay. All right. So let me get a website.
I'm just on Facebook like everybody else.
Nice. Yeah, Facebook works. We actually have a package where we include Facebook ads. So it's not just like the Facebook page and profile, but it actually promotes you to people who looked up land clearing in the past, kind of like pops up to them like, hey, do you still need help? And that's actually really effective. It's like remarketing, it's called.
Right.
Remarketing ads. So, but Google's number one. You know, have no doubt, Google's been the best way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 18 years. Facebook is a social media site that's on Google, right? Same thing with like Home Advisor by Angie's. They pay to be on Google, right? And then they'll sell the leads, right? But most people, if you just pull out your phone, iPhone, Android, doesn't matter, and you type in land clearing, it's going to be a Google search. Some people use Bing, but even if you're on Bing or Apple Safari, you'll also be a top option there because we cover your bases on those platforms as well, just part of the Google partnership that they have.
Right.
Okay, so let me see what I could do for you here. I want to get the website included. Tara's trying to knock off a bunch of discounts for you. She must have liked you. There's a note in here, too. She said you had cancer last year?
I did.
Oh, Jesus. What happened, if you don't mind me asking?
Prostate.
Okay.
Then I had complications, so...
Mm.
Yeah, I've been off for a year and a half, 2 years.
No metastasis or anything?
No.
Okay, that's good. They caught it early then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they caught it early.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I was 50, 51 when they found it, so...
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had
too young to have that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had stage one melanoma cut out of me, and I remember I was right after the surgery. I'm in the elevator going down, and I ran into this guy, and he's like, "Yeah, they told me I got prostate cancer." You know, we were all kind of in the same area, and I was like, "Oh man, I'm sorry," you know. And he's like, "What are you sorry for? He's like, cure rate's fine. I'm gonna be fine." Like, he had the best attitude about it, and I was like, man, you know,
right?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
I guess that's the way to do it, you know. He's like, I'm good, I ain't dead yet, you know.
Right.
All right, well, good. I'm happy everything's working out for you, though. Hopefully you're feeling okay. They didn't put you on any kind of meds or anything, right?
No.
Yeah. No. Those immunotherapies and chemotherapies and stuff, I think that's what actually kills people, you know? First
right.
They stress you out, and then they radiate you and poison you.
Right.
All right. So I got your quote here. I got the rates reduced as much as I can, but I want you to be able to see this. Do you get texting on this number?
I do.
Okay. Let me send this over to you, Richard. And how do you like Angie's? I didn't even ask you. You just told me you're on it, but do you like that service? Is that working out for you?
Like I told her, I just got on it.
It's too soon to tell. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Tara was probably thinking the same thing I'm thinking. It's like, okay, if he likes that, then I know he'll do well with this. But I've run into some people that really hate that system because they're a little different. I mean, they put themselves on Google, but they sell the lead to a couple of you. So, you know, you
right.
get deducted a lead balance. Like, let's say you,
right.
know, you
right.
go pay per lead, or if you set aside a certain amount each month and they just deduct from it. But a lot of times.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
You
so
just
a lot
have
of times,
a little account and put money in it, and they go off of, I don't know how they figure out their prices, but they take money out if you
yeah.
take that lead, you know. So I haven't started all that yet.
Yeah. Well,
I just signed up on it yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you could still technically kind of get out of it. You're in that window of like, okay, I could back out. Before things are
well,
locked in.
I can't back out because I already send the money. So mm-hmm. I'm already in there for the money that I got in there. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear you. It's worth trying. It's just the difference is like they put themselves on Google. They get a lead. They sell you the lead. The lead goes to three or four of the guys. They charge you even if you don't get it. So if it's going to four guys,
right.
obviously three of them are not getting anything for what they're paying, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
kind
right.
of the downfall there. And you don't want to consistently be one of those three guys that's not getting it because then you're just spending money on nothing. With Google,
right.
you know, we're creating your Google profile. We're verifying it, putting it on the first page. The website we're creating, the Bing, you already have Facebook, so we're not going to create it, but we'll run ads through it. You know, all these listings, basically what I'm trying to say is you keep them. Even if you leave our services later, I mean, the amount of calls you'd get would slow down dramatically, but it's not like we go and delete those things. So we're actually building
right.
the stuff that your business keeps. And then the people on all these platforms can call you directly. It's like a live call that comes through. It's not a lead texted to you that you got to follow up on and convince them to go with you over the other companies that are calling.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's why, you know, it takes so long for these spots to open up. Guys like Valley and Lopez and Texas Land Clearing, they hold on to these spots for like a year, 2 years at a time. So, you know, I think this is the first time since you've been in business that we've even offered it to you. In 26
yeah,
years. Yeah, it's
yeah.
just it's just rare. Like a lot of times if a business owner has it and they're relying on that to bring in the jobs consistently, they just hold on to it for years and years and years, you know. So you have to wait
right.
until a spot opens up before we can have this call. Home Advisor by Angie's is like, hey, if your money's green, I'll sign you up and sell you the same lead I'm selling for
yeah.
other guys.
yeah.
They don't care. But nevertheless, so there's a package in here. It's called a Platinum Package Bundle. It's designed for new businesses. I know you're not new, but online, you're pretty fresh and green. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's advertised at $5.99 month to month, but what I was thinking I could do for you, you know, since you just did the Home Advisor thing yesterday too, I was thinking I could reduce the rate down to just $2.99 month to month, and that's with the website included, and then we'd waive all setup fees on it for you, so you don't have to pay the $2.99 setup fee either. It's basically going to save you about $600 off of the initial investment on getting the business started. And then mm-hmm. it's going to save you $300 every month moving forward because I would lock in that deal for you.
Okay.
So all you're looking at is
$299 a month.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And it's month to month. You don't have to sign like a year contract or anything like that.
Okay. You can cancel any time?
Yep. You can cancel at any time. If you don't want to be with us, we don't want to be with you.
Exactly.
And put in all this work for somebody who doesn't even want the calls.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have time today to think about it?
Well, like I said, you know, the positions, usually when they become available, they fill pretty quickly. And then we got to wait for another spot to open up before we could revisit it. So we're definitely running a risk when we do that. But what's holding you back?
I don't know. It's always $300, $400, $500, $600 to advertise.
Yeah, and you've done 26 years without it, so obviously you're capable.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I can do it without it, but my problem is I moved out here, and you know, really nobody knows me. And
oh, okay,
you know,
then yeah,
like
you
that.
Would need it.
So,
well, what better way? What better way to establish yourself within a community than to make sure that anytime they're looking for a service, your name comes up in the conversation? You know, it's a lot better than paying for business cards and passing those out or trying to hang flyers and reestablish yourself the old school way.
Right.
It's $10 a day. And like I said, the stuff that we create here, you keep too. So it's like your website, things like, and your Google business profile. Those are things you're going to want to have an online presence anyway. So if I'm able to do it for half the going rate, and then at the end of the month, you go, hey, I like this thing. It's making me money. And then, you know, we can keep working together.
And y'all set everything up. How do you set it all up?
So what I'll do is I'll create the profile with you right now. It's just basic information, right? And then we'll schedule an interview. And in the interview, they want to go over, like, how far you're willing to go, like the area, so we could geo-target the marketing strategy. And then they'll also go over the services you provide. We'll buy a domain name, which would be like rnrlandclearinganddirtwork.com. And then we'll ask you or get a general idea on how you want it to look. We do have some website examples, right? But and we could use that as like a starting point, but we want to customize it to you, make sure it represents you properly, help you develop a logo if you don't have one as well. And then we do all the legwork on it. So after the client interview and we get a firm idea on like what your angle is and how you want things to run and what kind of leads you want to get, we go in there, we customize it all for you and get it up and running. From there, it's pretty easy. You know, once we have you verified and it up and running, it's really just answering the phone calls, you know, trying to get good at reviews as possible when you do go out on the jobs. And then there's an app and a tracking system where you can kind of keep track of everything too. So if you ever want to make changes to it moving forward, it's just a phone call and you say, hey, I want to change this. And since the package that you're on has so many different things that we're covering for you, it's pretty much anything online. If you say, with the exception of HomeAdvisor, if you say, hey, I need to change this or I need to modify my hours or run a promotion, you let us know, we could just go in there and make the modifications for you. So,
okay.
It's pretty easy. It's pretty simple. It's mostly
let's do it. Let's try it and see.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. So that way R&R Land Clearing and Dirt Work exists as a business on Google. And then we're going to want to verify it as well. So there's a form you're going to fill out here. I'll send it over to you at the end of this call. What's your last name, Richard?
Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S.
Okay. And what's your business email? This is a business expense that you'll be able to write off. So I'm going to send you a receipt, and then I'm also going to send you an outline with everything in writing. That way you have it all documented.
It's rreeves7171@gmail.com.
Okay. And then the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you, is that the line that we're on now?
It's the 936 line.
Uh-huh. 707-9730?
Yep.
Okay. Got it here. And then you said the email was rreeves7171@gmail?
Right.
Okay. For some reason, it's verify email request was aborted. Could not create. Let me try again here. Okay, there it goes. All right, and then Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where your business is. Now, I can hide the address. You don't have to have it displayed, But what's the street address that I could send the PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
550 Bard okay. Road.
Bard Road. Got it. In Zavala, and that's 75980?
Yes.
Okay. Google already had that part in there for you. All right. Save. And then do you want me to hide the address or leave it displayed?
It don't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hide it if you want.
You're pretty safe though. I've kind of, some people like, oh, I want to hide it. I don't want people showing up to my door, but you know, I think everybody in Texas kind of knows about the Second Amendment already. So they don't.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't like I'm not hiding anything because my tractor and the dozer and everything sitting here in the yard
yeah.
anyway. So
yeah. It should be fine. All right, so I'll leave that there. If you ever want to change it, just let me know, though. I could always modify it for you. And then I'm going to text you my direct number and extension, okay? That way you don't have to. We have 24/7 customer service. We got hundreds of people that work here. So, I mean, you could always call in. You'll get somebody. But if you want to call me directly, you know, you got that. It's just the extension 544.
Okay.
Let me go update. All right, boom, I just texted that over to you. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed online?
Just 7 to 7.
7 to 7, okay. We go on Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Okay, so 7 to 7.
You work for yourself, you answer your phone every day, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it's usually just phone calls, too. Like, I tell guys, try to leave it open as much as possible, because even if they call you on a Saturday, it's like, hey, you know, most likely you're not going to be able to get out till a Monday or Tuesday anyway, right? So you might as well take a call and hash it out with them. All right, so I got the profile created here, and then I want to schedule your client interview. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes to 40 minutes, depends on the business owner, but we do ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over. We don't want you to be pressed for time or having to cut out of it early. What do you think would be the best time to do your client interview?
It don't matter, anytime.
Okay. Let me see what's the earliest. I like to get things moving. The sooner I could show you results, the more likely you are to stick with us and the kind of work that you do. I mean, if we could bring a job or two in here in the next month or so, it would be, I mean, it wouldn't even take that long. But if you got them in the first month, the chances of you sticking on are a lot better.
Right.
Kind of work that you do, I mean, I think that the cheapest jobs I was seeing, let me go back from the last guy, like $1,400, like the lowest ones, $1,300.
Yeah.
And some of them are $5,500. So, yeah, I mean, there's good gap there. I mean, one of those jobs is going to offset the cost for the whole year. All right, let me see. Save. All right. So account created, client interview time. I got some slots available today if you're available between, let me see here, 4 and 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then they'll text you at 3 o'clock, so 1 hour before, okay. Just as a heads-up reminder. If anything
pops up. Do you have anything after 5?
I don't. It looks like. Oh, they're actually saying, I mean, they're recommending 1. I tried to get this 4 and 5 o'clock slot, and they said, can he do it at 1? And then it looks like they're blocking out everything after that. So, I mean, it's like.
Yeah, that's fine. Anytime. It doesn't matter.
You want to do 1 o'clock?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I know that's a little sooner, but I try to reserve that first time, and then they came back to me and said, hey, 11 or 1. 11's too soon here. I got to put notes in this thing. Okay. All right, save. Okay. And it's excavation, land clearing. Is there anything specifically that you think you do that other businesses might not do?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, it just depends. If they can call and see what they can
do, or major excavation, grading, resloping. Do you do any, demolition?
I could do demolition. I could build ponds,
Okay. Okay.
Anything like that.
All right. I'll put that in notes here.
Mostly it's just clearing and site work, getting ready for a house or something like that.
Okay. Foundation. Land foundation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll notate it. They'll go over it again during the client interview too. And we could also look at this system we have called Google Analytics. It lets us see which services are getting the most hits. So we can go back and look at guys from before. That way we're not guessing. And then we'll have some recommendations ready for you. We'll collaborate on what you do and what's getting the most traffic.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Richard, how did you want to do that?
Visa.
Okay. Is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Yeah, my name.
Okay. Richard Rees. I'm going to put R&R, land clearing, and dirt work on there just so you could write it off as a business expense. And then the street address is going to be the same as the billing. Okay. All right, billing address. All right, I'm ready for you.
4695.
4695.
1400.
1400.
0235.
0235.
1746.
1746. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
1227.
1227, and then three-digit code on the back.
125.
125. Okay. And so I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. These calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
R&R, land clearing and dirt work.
Okay, and can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Richard Reeves, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see here. In hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
All right. We know what you currently have. If you want to keep those guys and you like them, that's totally fine. I'm not telling you you got to cancel anything. But after today, if you're going to add something, just double check and make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating it.
Okay.
Okay. And so you waste money and then it'll have a negative effect on the listings if there's two of them and Google's going, what the heck's going on? So be careful.
Right.
All right. And then it says, where'd it go? As a part of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. For that reason, we're going to provide you with a security question and ask that you politely decline politely decline until you confirm the security question. So you got three options for your security question. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
All right. Where were you born, Richard?
Beaumont.
Beaumont?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. B-A-U-M-O-N-T. Did I miss one down here? Okay. All right. And then they have some prepay options for you. You don't have to capitalize on these, but they tell me to run it by the client because, or the business owner, because it could save you money. So I'm just going to throw those out there. There's a 3-month prepay option you could do with your discounted pricing structure. It would be $700. So that'll save you another $200 over the next 3 months. There's a 6-month prepay that you could do. It's $1,300. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then there's a year prepay that you could do. It's $2,500 for the year. That'll save you about $1,100 over the course of the year. Do you want to capitalize on any of these?
No.
Okay. Decline.
Yeah, month to month.
Yeah, month to month's the way. I was going to tell you with Home Advisor by Angie's, you got to be leery anything that says sign up for a month before you see it work, because it's like if you don't like it, you get stuck, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't want that. Maybe after a month or two, if you want to capitalize on one of those, just give me a call and we could do it that way. I think that's the smartest route to go about it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's update. All right, and then upon your – I didn't go over payment. Okay, here. So your first month's payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 14, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. Since we're buying the domain name and everything for your site, the first month's payment is going to be non-refundable. When the term is completed, the agreement is going to renew each month on the 14th day, but it'll stay in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Okay, so that's never going to go up or change on you. Okay, you could discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I gave you. It says if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support before your next billing is due. So if you're going to cancel, let us know before the 14th, so that way it doesn't automatically charge you. And it says,
okay.
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then you should start receiving some text messages here. It's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing, and then it'll also have a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Oh, can you hear me, Rich? Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't hear you for a second.
Did you email it to me or did you text it?
I think it was that text that vibrated through on the phone. I thought I just heard some text messages come through.
Yeah.
It should say, Richard, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then
right.
You sent the
right.
Okay. Yeah, there's a link in there. Say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then you'll have everything in writing there. And at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it.
Confirm signature.
And then that other one's going to be your username and password. So when you get a chance, or after the call, before the client interview, if you can go to App Store and download the Local Splash app, highly recommend it. It's going to make your life a whole lot easier. It has everything converged into one app, so that way you can keep track of what's going on and all your leads and what platform they came from. And then
okay.
Let me see if I can find your business Facebook page here. I'll go ahead and add you on there. And then also they'll try to get access to the Facebook page during your client interview. So that way we could run the ads through it and start getting some leads coming from there while we're doing the Google verification. That'd be the quickest way to get something going. It'd be Facebook.
Right.
Yeah. Especially if you already have a Facebook page and we don't got to build it. All your Google stuff, we got to build that from scratch. Yelp pages. Right. If you already have a Facebook page, it'll be easy to just get in there and then run the ad. Okay, here we go. I found it. I should have just did that in the beginning. Just look up your phone number. Okay. And then once you signed off on it, I think it takes you automatically to the login page, but that's the PC version. I would get on the app. It's a lot easier. Let me just notate this.
Yeah, I don't even have a computer, so.
Okay, don't worry about it. Like I said, it's gonna be pretty easy from here. I have clients that are in the DFW area, and they're roofing contractors, but they've had the company like 30 years. He's like 70 something, you know. He just doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't jump on the computer, so we take care of him. We've been working with him for 12 years, you know, and he doesn't.
I can barely know how to run Facebook. I gotta get my son and wife and everybody else involved. What does this mean? What is this doing?
Oh man, then you're gonna love this because yeah, it's gonna make it really easy and hands off. Once we got it set up and running, you know, like I said, you just gotta focus on the calls as they come in. The app, like once you're logged into the app once, your phone typically saves it. So if you ever miss clients and you need to go there, you can just open up your phone and click on that L&S and it'll have everything in there. So it's pretty easy.
Right.
Yeah, it's really easy to use. All right. So I got your Facebook page here. I found it. They're going to ask you for the login credentials, though. So that might be the hard thing where you got to get that from your missus or your other half.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, take your time with it. I mean, if you can get it to us within the first 7 days, that'd be good. We can get it before, before the 21st. The sooner the better.
Well, she's working out of town this week. She'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
And she has all that stuff written down, so I really don't know what it is.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, we'll wait for her. Like I said, we're going to do the client interview today, and then again tomorrow we could just follow up and see if we can get the Facebook stuff from her. I want to get things going as soon as possible because just from my experience, the sooner you could show a business owner results, the more likely we are to work together long term. So.
Yeah. It'll probably be Friday because I don't think she comes in town till tomorrow afternoon or something like that. So
you've been enjoying some peace, huh?
Well, what's funny is we have two different houses. I live at the lake and she lives in Humble. So.
Oh wow. Yeah, sometimes
but
I go, man,
from home.
I wish I had free
so
time.
She comes up here.
When they're gone, you know, I have a little boy too, and I go, man, when they're gone, I don't know what to do. I just sit there like, oh, this is weird. Too much.
Well,
violence.
I go fishing, so.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to go
fishing. I'm half-assed retired, really, is what I am.
Hmm. That's a blessing, though. I get like that, too. I get like that, too. My thing is golfing. I used to really fish a lot, but I stopped recently, and then I started golfing. One of my buddies got me into it, and it's highly addictive. I didn't know that. I used to think, oh, that's such a boring game. Like, it's for old guys, you know, and then got out there, hit a couple balls the right way. I go, oh, this is fun.
Golf is not for me.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, you know. I wish it wasn't for me, honestly. It's so dang expensive and time-consuming. And, it's not a game for the faint of heart. Sometimes I pay a bunch of money to go out there and get beat up on and discouraged.
Right.
Yeah, it's a weird group of people. All right. So I got your profile. Everything's good to go. It looks like your client interview is confirmed as well. They sent you an invite to that. So that's going to be at 1:00 here. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns prior to then, you do have my direct number and extension. So just call back in. But other than that, I mean, you're basically good to go. Just look out for that phone call. Okay. And then we'll take it from there.
Okay. And they're going to text me, right, an hour before?
Yeah, they're going to text you an hour before, so you'll get a text that'll come through at noon here, and then they'll call you. I'm going to actually be on the line with them unless something happens, but I'll be on the line just to introduce you to them, and then they'll kind of take over the call from there. So if I don't get you the first time, I might call you 2-3 times just to make sure we're getting it done, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, Rich. Well, let's try to enjoy the rest of your day for right now, and then I'll talk to you at 1, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.